We're one accident away from blowing up the world. And that should scare the hell out of everybody. And it doesn't. Should any one person or any one nation have the ability to blow up the world?
Welcome back to A Bold Plan for America podcast. I'm with author John Burke, and today we're going to talk about reducing the risk of nuclear war. UN Secretary General Guterres has warned that humanity is just one misunderstanding, one miscalculation away from nuclear annihilation.
True.
We're spending a lot of money to maintain an active and inactive arsenal. Talk about that, and then we'll move to some of your solutions.
Well, I think the Secretary General is right. We're one accident away from blowing up the world. And that should scare the hell out of everybody. And it doesn't. And you have the Bulletin of Atomic Scientists, and they've come out and they've said they have an atomic clock. And, you know, the clock used to be 13 minutes to midnight, and then it was 10 minutes, and then it was 6 minutes. It's like 50 seconds to midnight, and that's when they think the world will blow up. We're 50 seconds away from it. And for some reason, nobody takes these guys seriously. They need a new marketing firm because their current one isn't doing a very good job. And I think they're absolutely right. And, you know, what we don't really understand are all the accidents that have almost occurred. It only takes one. Like, if you take a look at Nagasaki and Hiroshima, the current atomic bombs are 1,000x as powerful. And those bombs killed, 50, 60,000 people. They leveled an entire city. You know, you can take a nuclear weapon today and put it in a briefcase. And what are we doing about it? You know, we have supposedly serious candidates out there running for the highest office in the land to be commander-in-chief of the most powerful military that's ever been assembled. And I haven't heard a word about nuclear weapons and what the plan is from the candidate to address this issue. And, you know, I was talking to a really smart guy who's a lawyer, and he read my book, and he goes, that is an amazing book. He goes, you know that situation with nuclear weapons? He goes, nine nations have nuclear weapons. Who are the heads of all those nations? And you start thinking about who are the leaders of these nations. You start talking about Pakistan, and you start talking about Russia, and you start talking about Israel, and you start talking about North Korea, and it's like there's some crazy dudes who, you know, have a button to push. And, you know, he said, you know, all these other problems might not exist. You're talking about all these other problems, they might not exist in a few years because there's so many crazy people who have access to nuclear weapons.
Let's talk about solutions to what is a scary situation. The first point you make is to immediately reduce the number of deployed weapons. And you have data in your book that would mean reducing from 1,744 to 300 weapons. Why? And talk more about that.
Well, we're the largest superpower in the world, and we have, you know, more than 1,500 active weapons. That means these missiles they're ready to go now. They're ready for the commander-in-chief to push a button to end the world. And I think it's crazy. And so if you have 1,500 weapons, there's two really smart people who have been involved with the military, and they said you can have the exact same coverage with 300. So why don't we take our risk of having 1,500 of these things out there and reduce it all the way down to 300. That cuts your risk by something like 70 to 80%. And you could do it on day one. And not only would you cut your risk, you would substantially cut your cost of maintaining these weapons. So to me, when you take a look at what kind of power the commander-in-chief has, it would be my advice to the next president on day one, hey, go from 1,500 down to 300.
There is a UN resolution, the number is 6236. You would recommend signing on to that resolution.
Yeah.
What is it and why?
Well, the resolution says that you will not launch a nuclear weapon unless one explodes on your territory. And every nation has signed on to that except for the United States and our allies, France and the United Kingdom. And there have been almost nuclear accidents. There was a situation in the United States where the National Security Advisor for President Carter, Zbigniew Brzezinski, was woken up at like 2 o'clock in the morning and said there was an incoming attack from the Russians, a nuclear attack, and he hung up. And then 2 minutes later, they called back and they said, it's happening. And so he's going to alert the president. And then they called back and they go, oh, computer malfunction. And there was a situation, Boris Yeltsin, he's, you know, the president of Russia, and all of a sudden he gets word there's a nuclear attack coming and those missiles are over Norway headed to the Soviet Union. And they open up to Russia, he opens up the nuclear playbook, and he decides not to push the buttons. And it was a false alarm. You know, we had, in the 1960s, there was a military plane that broke up over North Carolina that had two hydrogen bombs on it. And luckily, they didn't detonate. I mean, we've had a lot of near misses here. And, you know, if you would have said, if we go back to 2015, and you would have said, you know, if we don't do something, there might be an epidemic that sweeps the world and it brings the global economy to its knees. And Bill Gates actually said that. Go to TED Talk and search Bill Gates pandemic, and there's a great 15-minute talk of Bill Gates predicting just about exactly what happened. And if somebody would have said that to somebody, they would have said, you're nuts, it'll never happen. That's the situation we're in right now with these nuclear stockpiles all over the world. And so if you are the president of the United States, here's another issue where American leadership matters. And there are specific things that we could do to reduce the chances of nuclear war and ultimately to eliminate that chance. And I would be saying, as a citizen, for my own good, for the good of my family and everybody else I know, I think that's something we should do. It's another great thing that America could do.
A specific goal that you put out as the third is to actually commit to creating a nuclear weapons-free world by 2028, a position the United States could take a leadership role in doing.
You know, and I think, you know, if you just step back and you take your, you just look at it from a citizen of the globe, and you say, should any one person or any one nation have the ability to blow up the world by pushing a button? Like, I don't know if you know this, but there's a military person who follows the president of the United States around. He's always within 100 yards of the president, and he carries a briefcase. And the president has in his pocket the codes to open up that briefcase, and from that briefcase, he can launch a nuclear war. Should any one person have the ability to blow up the world? And I think the answer is no. And I think we need, for people who are seeking the highest office in the land, we need some creativity. And if we want a different outcome, we need to start doing some different things. And I think one of the things we could do is let's state a goal that we want to create a nuclear-free world by 2028. And the United States is going to start it by reducing the amount of missiles that we have. The United States is going to sign the UN resolution. And the United States is going to work with the G20 to abolish nuclear weapons. Let's go. Like, okay, and what happens if we fail to do that? We'll be in the same mess we're in right now. But what happens if we succeed? Wouldn't that be another feather in our cap? Wouldn't that be another great thing that America can do for the world?
There's more information in the book in this chapter. If anyone would like a copy of the book, they can download it for free. They can visit aboldplan.com. We'll continue to talk about elements of the book.
Yep.
Thank you for your time today.
Thank you.
For sources and citations, please see A Bold Plan for America by John Burke.